USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's border proposal is expected to come before a vote in the Senate this week as the partial government shutdown continues. Democratic leaders and the president have been deadlocked over funding the government over Trump's demand for nearly $6 billion in border wall funding. President Trump makes an unexpected visit to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As late as Sunday night, the White House was saying that President Trump had zero public events scheduled on Monday. However, when Monday arrived, the President and Vice President Mike Pence ended up traveling to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, where they paid their respects, laying a wreath at the memorial on the federal holiday.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris announced she's running for president. She made the announcement on ABC's Good Morning America and also posted a video on her Twitter feed. This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Americans consumed less alcohol in 2018 for the third consecutive year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The findings come from IWSR, the leading global beverage, alcohol data, and analytics firm based in London. Randy Rand of IWSR tells us it's beer consumption that is down 1.5%.
If you look at volume share, 78% of total volume share of beverage alcohol consumption in the U.S. is beer.
Conversely, consumption of wine and spirits has increased.
Wine and spirits have been growing pretty strongly over the past 20 years or so, even some subsegments of beer.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is paying his respects to the four Americans killed in a suicide bombing in Syria. The president traveled to Dover Air Force Base to meet with the families of the fallen. Retired U.S. Army Ranger Sean Parnell says this is part of being the commander-in-chief.
So much about being a successful commander in the military is just about showing up when the times are tough.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A tenured University of Colorado professor recently delivered a speech raising public awareness about the prevalence of a liberal bias across college campuses. Joshua Dunn is a political science professor at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. He tells Fox News why he felt it was vital to bring up the lack of diversity during his speech.
Certainly. So I think it's important both for teaching and for research. If you think about the university, those are the two most important things that we do. And if we're training the next generation of leaders, we really do need to make certain that students are exposed to a wide range of ideas. As well, if you're generating research, if you don't have people trying to point out some of the errors in your research, then there are going to be dangers that you're going to consolidate around opinions or viewpoints that are really incorrect.
Professor Dunn was then asked if he expects that there will be more conservative or libertarian leading professors on college campuses.
I don't think it's going to change anytime soon, because if you're going to get conservative professors, you need to get conservatives going into graduate school. And I think there are a lot of conservative students who just really aren't interested in a career in higher education, or they're afraid that they'll be discriminated against because of their politics. So I don't think it'll change anytime soon. But there is an effort, particularly by many people on the left in the university, to try and generate a greater range of viewpoints. There's a great organization called Heterodox Academy that was founded by progressive scholars to really take on this problem.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.